Passover, the Festival of Freedom, the most observed holiday by Jews around the world. This sacred occasion brings together families and friends. Seated around the Seder table, we are commanded to reenact the Exodus from Egypt. We retell the story of our ancestors through the words of the Haggadah, the book which guides our meal. The name of the meal, Seder, means order. The first question most asked at the meal is usually, when do we eat? To answer this question, a song was written to remind us of the entire order of the evening. Through this song, we remember that the meal only comes after we tell the story, the Magid. Only then can we enjoy the Shulchan Aruch, or set table of food. And so we sing Kadesh Urchatz to remind us of the order of our meal. Many questions will be asked throughout the evening, and many answers given. The evening begins with a simple question asked by the youngest at the table. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh? How is this night different from all others? The Mishnah, from where we get this she'ela or question, gives us four kashas, or four reasons, that the evening is different. But the reasons are very simple, and only starting points for our exploration of our Jewish history and experience. And so we turn to our youth to inspire our Seder. dominant theme of the Seder evening is that not only once did a pharaoh torment the Jewish people, but in countless generations have we seen tyrants lord over Jews. But if we take heart and look for hope in God, we will be encouraged and ennobled. For as other nations have risen and fallen, the Jewish people have survived time and again. The song Vehi She'amda reminds us of this hope. God did so much for us, bringing us out of Egypt, giving us the Torah, the Sabbath, and with each gift we would have been content. But God continues to bring us bounty. In our Haggadot, for each gift that God gives us, we say, Dayenu. It would have been enough had God only done this one thing for us, but God did so much for us, as God continues to do each day of our lives. Dayenu, 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 It is for these gifts that we give thanks to God. One place in particular during our Seder, the Hallel, is a moment where we can offer up special thanks and praise unto God. The word Hodu comes from the Hebrew word Todah, meaning thank you. And so we say, Hodu Ladonai, thank you God for all that you do. After our meal is finished, the Afikoman is found, and the hour is late, we are still celebrating our Jewish identity and history. One of the final songs of the evening is Chad Gadya, an only kid. This song seems to be about a goat who is met with misfortune at every turn. It is eaten by a cat, which is bit by a dog, which is hit by a stick. The list goes on and on. But at the end of the song, the Holy and Blessed One comes to smite the Angel of Death. The song is really an allegory. The goat represents the Jewish people. All the things and animals which pursue this goat are the different nations who have tried to obliterate the Jewish people and failed. And God, at the end of the song, rescues the goat from the clutches of its enemies. And so, the Seder ends with a song of hope and triumph of the Jewish spirit. So let us now sing with great joy about this lonely goat, Chad Gadya.
Shut up. li shundra de okhla li gadi di zamina ba betarezu se khad gad 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 ya
by Kol Simcha, the premier youth choir of Temple Israel of New Rochelle, in New Rochelle, New York. If you'd like to know more about our synagogue, please contact us on the web at www.tinr.org or call us at 914-235-1800. I'm Cantor Eric Concius, and this has been a production of Temple Israel of New Rochelle. Happy holidays.